Today is the 27th day of December. Welcome. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. Welcome back to the Global Campfire. I am Brian. And here we are. The last ending of a week of the year. The last time we reach the end of a week and reflect back. So we look back over Christmas week. A busy, crazy week, probably. A happy, joyful week. A sad week for some. A low, like the lowest week of the year for some. But we reflect back now and just be self-aware of how we handle things. Where we can grow. And where we have grown. And now, since this is the last time we reach an ending of a week for the year, we kind of reflect back over the whole year. 52 times we've come to the end of a week and looked back. And if we do look back and reflect upon our choices, our thoughts, our words, our deeds, well, then we start becoming aware of who we are and what we do and how we do it and where it goes. And that's, in the vernacular of Jesus, is called opening your eyes, opening your ears to what is really going on here, the story beneath the story that we're telling. And so may we spend some time today in reflection, in that mode of looking back over the last week, but also looking back over the entire year. Because we're going to step forward and enter a brand new shiny sparkly week tomorrow. And before that week is out, we'll be in a brand new shiny sparkly year. Every time we get here, I'm like, wow, where did the year go? Right? Where did it go? In some ways, it's like, wow, that year took like 5 years. Those difficulties, those struggles, those mountains to climb, like I'm still climbing them. And will I ever get to the summit? Will I ever get through this? Will this ever go away? In other ways, it's like a blink of an eye. Another year is gone. Where did it go? It's a funny thing, time. The passing of time. It's an interesting thing how we experience it in our humanity. Nevertheless, here we are in this present moment. And may we bring our attention to the fact that this moment, right now, this is the only thing actually happening. Right? We have a lot to reflect on in the past. Regrets and victories, remorse and happiness. And maybe we have optimism or anxiety about what is yet to come. But we are here centered in this moment around the global campfire, and this is the only thing happening. And so we are here to take the next step forward on this grand journey that is reaching its final steps. We're like about to dock and release a year, but we still have a few steps to go. And so let's stay present to them. Today we'll go back into the book of Zechariah where we left off yesterday and read chapters 10 and 11. Ask the Lord for rain in the spring, for he makes the storm clouds. And he will send showers of rain so every field becomes a lush pasture. Household gods give worthless advice. Fortune tellers predict only lies. And interpreters of dreams pronounce falsehoods that give no comfort. So my people are wandering like lost sheep. They are attacked because they have no shepherd. My anger burns against your shepherds, and I will punish these leaders. For the Lord of Heaven's armies has arrived to look after Judah, his flock. He will make them strong and glorious, like a proud war horse in battle. From Judah will come the cornerstone, the tent peg, the bow before battle, and all the rulers. They will be like mighty warriors in battle, trampling their enemies in the mud under their feet. Since the Lord is with them as they fight, they will overthrow even the enemy's horsemen. I will strengthen Judah and save Israel. I will restore them because of my compassion. It will be as though I had never rejected them, for I am the Lord their God who will hear their cries. The people of Israel will become like mighty warriors, and their hearts will be made happy, as if by wine. Their children, too, will see it and be glad. Their hearts will rejoice in the Lord. When I whistle to them, they will come running, for I have redeemed them. From the few who are left, they will grow as numerous as they were before. Though I have scattered them like seeds among the nations, they will still remember me in distant lands. They and their children will survive and return again to Israel. I will bring them back from Egypt and gather them from Assyria. I will resettle them in Gilead and Lebanon until there is no more room for them all. They will pass safely through the sea of distress, for the waves of the sea will be held back, and the waters of the Nile will dry up. The pride of Assyria will be crushed, and the rule of Egypt will end. By my power, I will make my people strong, and by my authority they will go wherever they wish. I, the Lord, have spoken. Open your doors, Lebanon, so that fire may devour your cedar forests. Weep, you cypress trees, for all the ruined cedars. The most majestic ones have fallen. Weep, you oaks of Bashan, for the thick forests have been cut down. Listen to the wailing of the shepherds, for their rich pastures are destroyed. Hear the young lions roaring, for their thickets in the Jordan Valley are ruined. This is what the Lord my God says. Go and care for the flock that is intended for slaughter. The buyers slaughter their sheep without remorse. The sellers say, "Praise the Lord, now I'm rich." Even the shepherds have no compassion for them. Likewise, I will no longer have pity on the people of the land, says the Lord. I will let them fall into each other's hands and into the hands of their king. They will turn the land into a wilderness, and I will not rescue them. So I cared for the flock intended for slaughter, the flock that was oppressed. Then I took two shepherd staffs and named one Favor and the other Union. I got rid of their three evil shepherds in a single month. But I became impatient with these sheep, and they hated me too. So I told them, "I won't be your shepherd any longer. If you die, you die. If you are killed, you are killed. And let those who remain devour each other." Then I took my staff called Favor and cut it in two, showing that I had revoked the covenant I had made with all the nations. That was the end of my covenant with them. The suffering flock was watching me, and they knew that the Lord was speaking through my actions. And I said to them, "If you like, give me my wages, whatever I am worth, but only if you want to." So they counted out for my wages 30 pieces of silver. And the Lord said to me, "Throw it to the potter." This magnificent sum at which they valued me. So I took the 30 coins and threw them to the potter in the temple of the Lord. Then I took my other staff, Union, and cut it in two, showing that the bond of unity between Judah and Israel was broken. Then the Lord said to me, "Go again and play the part of a worthless shepherd. This illustrates how I will give this nation a shepherd who will not care for those who are dying, nor look after the young, nor heal the injured, nor feed the healthy. Instead, this shepherd will eat the meat of the fattest sheep and tear off their hooves. What sorrow awaits this worthless shepherd who abandons the flock? The sword will cut his arm and pierce his right eye. His arm will become useless, and his right eye completely blind. Revelation 18. After all this, I saw another angel come down from heaven with a great authority, and the earth grew bright with his splendor. He gave a mighty shout. Babylon is fallen. That great city is fallen. She has become a home for demons. She is a hideout for every foul spirit, a hideout for every foul vulture and every foul and dreadful animal. For all the nations have fallen because of the wine of her passionate immorality. The kings of the world have committed adultery with her. Because of her desires for extravagant luxury, the merchants of the world have grown rich. Then I heard another voice calling from heaven, "Come away from her, my people. Do not take part in her sins, or you will be punished with her. For her sins are piled as high as heaven, and God remembers her evil deeds. Do to her as she has done to others. Double her penalty for all her evil deeds. She brewed a cup of terror for others, so brew twice as much for her. She glorified herself and lived in luxury, so match it now with torment and sorrow. She boasted in her heart, 'I am queen on my throne. I am no helpless widow, and I have no reason to mourn.' Therefore, these plagues will overtake her in a single day: death and mourning and famine. She will be completely consumed by fire, for the Lord God who judges her is mighty. And the kings of the world who committed adultery with her and enjoyed her great luxury will mourn for her as they see the smoke rising from her charred remains. They will stand at a distance, terrified by her great torment. They will cry out, 'How terrible! How terrible for you, O Babylon, you great city! In a single moment, God's judgment came on you.' The merchants of the world will weep and mourn for her, for there is no one left to buy their goods. She bought great quantities of gold, silver, jewels, and pearls, fine linen, purple, silk, and scarlet cloth, things made of fragrant thyine wood, ivory goods, and objects made of expensive wood, and bronze, iron, and marble. She also bought cinnamon, spice, incense, myrrh, frankincense, wine, olive oil, fine flour, wheat, cattle, sheep, horses, wagons, and bodies, that is, human slaves. 'The fancy things you loved so much are gone,' they cry. 'All your luxury and splendor are gone forever, never to be yours again.' The merchants who become wealthy by selling her these things will stand at a distance, terrified by her great torment. They will weep and cry out, 'How terrible! How terrible for that great city! She was clothed in finest purple and scarlet linens, decked out with gold and precious stones and pearls. In a single moment, all the wealth of the city is gone, and all the captains of the merchant ships and their passengers and sailors and crews will stand at a distance. They will cry out as they watch the smoke ascend, and they will say, 'Where is there another city as great as this?' And they will weep and throw dust on their heads to show their grief, and they will cry out, 'How terrible! How terrible for that great city! The ship owners became wealthy by transporting her great wealth on the seas. In a single moment, it is all gone. Rejoice over her fate, O heaven, and people of God, and apostles and prophets, for at last God has judged her for your sakes.' Then a mighty angel picked up a boulder the size of a huge millstone. He threw it into the ocean and shouted, 'Just like this, the great city Babylon will be thrown down with violence and will never be found again. The sounds of harps, singers, flutes, and trumpets will never be heard in you again. No craftsmen and no trades will ever be found in you again. The sound of the mill will never be heard in you again. The light of a lamp will never shine in you again. The happy voices of brides and grooms will never be heard in you again. For your merchants were the greatest in the world, and you deceived the nations with your sorceries. In your streets flowed the blood of the prophets and of God's holy people, and the blood of people slaughtered all over the world. Psalm 146. Praise the Lord. Let all that I am praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God with my dying breath. Don't put your confidence in powerful people. There is no help for you there. When they breathe their last, they return to the earth, and all their plans die with them. But joyful are those who have the God of Israel as their helper, whose hope is in the Lord their God. He made heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them. He keeps every promise forever. He gives justice to the oppressed and food to the hungry. The Lord frees the prisoners. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are weighed down. The Lord loves the godly. The Lord protects the foreigners among us. He cares for the orphans and widows, but he frustrates the plans of the wicked. The Lord will reign forever. He will be your God, O Jerusalem, throughout the generations. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 30:33. As the beating of cream yields butter, and striking the nose causes bleeding, so stirring up anger causes quarrels. Father, we thank you for your word. We have come to the end of the last week, of last full week of this year, this 20th year. And so with gratitude, we worship you. We are grateful to you. And as we prepare to turn into the final days of the year and the final beginning of a new week, we invite your Holy Spirit to lead us to finish strong and to begin well the new year. And one of the ways that we do that is to immerse ourselves in these scriptures and allow them to speak. And so the Proverbs are speaking so clearly to us today. Just like beating cream yields butter, which is how butter is made. And yeah, indeed, punch somebody in the nose and it'll be a bloody nose. Just like those things, stirring up anger will cause quarrels. These things are so true, and we know them to be true. And as we think about the new year, we have to ask ourselves, is that what we want? More quarrels? Is that like more chaos, more anxiety, more strife, more bitterness, more resentments in our relationships, more of the things that will tear us apart and have us reaching in places we do not belong reaching and tearing our lives, our families, our communities down? Is that what we want? Because if it is, then we have the recipe right here. All we gotta do is stir up more anger. And that's easy enough. However, if that's the last thing we actually want, is to tear everything down and burn it down maybe stirring up less anger in ourselves, for starters, allowing less anger to be stirred up in us, by instead of reaching in places that we do not belong, reaching for you and allowing you to calm our nervous system down as we yield the anger and resentment to you. And then, by not being a fire starter, by not stirring up more anger, and then stepping back and watching the chaos, something that we probably learned so young and so early that it seems normal. And yet we find ourselves in the middle of it all the time and wondering what's going on when it's us stirring up anger and causing quarrels. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear what you are saying to us now. As we move forward toward this new year, which is inevitable, there is no backward, there is no undo, there is no redo. There is only forward into a new season and a new chapter. And so we invite your Holy Spirit into this new chapter. And may we heed the Proverbs and stir up less anger and cause less quarrels. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com and the Daily Audio Bible app. These are home base, as you know. Check out the community section. This is where to get connected. The prayer wall is there, which is not like a social media thing at all. It's not even like searchable. It's just inside this community. And just a place to put the pain. Sometimes a place to also rejoice. A place to share the goodness of God. And everything in between. A place to be there for each other in each. To celebrate. Or to sit Shiva. To just be there for each other. To know that there is somewhere to reach when we're feeling alone. Inside this community, knowing that these are people around the world that are on the same page. And that's a literal thing. Like, we're literally on the same page in the Bible. We're moving through this whole thing together as a community. So that's the prayer wall. All the different links to where to be connected in the social media spaces are listed there as well. If you are in those places, we're probably in those places too, just trying to bring light into the darkness and encouragement. Mostly just centered around being in community together as we move through. So check those things out. It's the last days of the year, clearly. Wow. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible in these remaining days of this year, thank you. Thank you humbly. Thank you deeply. There is no global campfire if we're not in this together. And so thank you so much for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you are using the app, you can press the give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And of course, as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I am Brian. I love you. And I will be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hello, Dabbers. This is John from New England calling, specifically Rhode Island. And I'm calling to ask you to pray for our city of Providence and for the students who have been shot and who are in the hospital recovering. Some are in critical condition, and also for the families of the two students who died. And Lord, We just pray for these families and their loss, and these students who are trying to recover from their wounds. And we also pray that the perpetrator of this is apprehended soon, so this fear that is pervading our city right now will end. Thank you.
This is Sonia from Southern California, and I'm calling for Jessica and her family. Jessica, your family just lost a precious 13-year-old. I guess for you it would be a nephew, and who has special needs. And I'm praying for you and your family, his parents, Josh and Michelle. As a special ed teacher, I have a little bit of an insight of just the depth of commitment that it takes to have a child with special needs. And my brain just races through just thinking about when you first found out that your nephew was going to be a child with special needs, and everything that your family went through to support him. And I just have to say, well done. Well done, family. And I'm praying for you. Well done in loving him. Well done in accepting him. Well done in pulling together as a family. And if I have one thing, is I pray that people will come around you to be able to let you grieve as you need to. I know we don't grieve as non-believers, but you devoted a lot into little Josh, and just feel free to grieve as you need to. And know that I'll be praying for you. Father God, I pray for this precious family that they will know that you say, well done. Embrace them as they grieve. Embrace them with your love.
Good evening, Campfire community. My name is Martha. I'm calling from the West Coast. I am calling to request a prayer request for a young man. His name is Cade, age 13, and he's experiencing depression. Family members informed me about this, and we're reaching out for prayer. Also, please pray for Stella, who's in her 80s. She's experiencing grieving. She lost her two daughters, passed away a year apart, and a son who passed away about 8 years ago. All health issues. She also lost her husband many years ago, but she's grieving and maybe experiencing anger and loneliness. Please pray for Stella, and please pray for her remaining son who's living. She's living with a son and a spouse, and they are caregivers for her. Please pray for them as well, for the family. We thank you so much for your prayers and your support. God bless you all. Thank you.
Hi, it's Heather from Tennessee. It is December, I don't know, 18th. Yes, December 18th. I didn't get a chance to call for Christmas greetings. I was traveling. So much is going on. And of course, I'm behind, so I'm reading the, listening to the December 15th, call, and at the end of the daily reading, I just want to pray for the children with, and the adolescents and adults that have eating disorders. Lord, the woman who called in was calling in for other people as well as her daughter, and she said, "We love these children so much, and we want them to see deliverance and to feel deliverance and to know that God has something better for them than this eating disorder, than the lies that they're listening to." And I lift those prayers up as well. I know my daughter struggles with just knowing what's true and what's not true, and we love these children so much. It hurts our hearts want to pray for the woman who is dealing with possibly the loss of her best friend, and she just sounded so sad, and as we all would be in that time. And I pray for you. I pray for that situation. I pray that that you find encouragement and peace in God's word. And I just thank you all. I love you all. And one day I'll be caught up, and that'll be good. All right. Have a good day. Bye.